On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. I want to thank our engineer, Tayshawn, diligent to get us on the air. Actually, you know, we're doing conversations before we come on the air, and I know sometimes he's wondering if I'm, is he ready? Is he gonna? Yes, we're ready, Tayshawn, and we appreciate everything you do to get us going on ABQ Connect. Hey, hopefully we're going to get you going to a Good Friday blood drive. It's happening at Calvary Church Albuquerque. Well, on Good Friday, April 3rd, and it's 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lots of listeners are aware of the large event that's happening Good Friday at Calvary Church for lunchtime. So there are thousands of people that show up. I mean, right outside our window here, it's just a sea of people for, you know, weather permitting, for the outdoor Good Friday service. And listen, our hope is that as Vitalant shows up here to do the blood drive, that we have, of those thousands of people, 80 people, so we've never, believe it or not, we've never done it, 80 people signed up to give blood, okay? And I'm telling you this to let you know I'm on the team, okay? Not like I'm giving. Jim Williams and Steve Ryman are signed up, and we're going to be giving blood. We are into double digits of people signed up to be giving blood that day. And, you know, I've mentioned this a few times. As Christians, we know, right, that there's life in the blood. And we're going to be celebrating what Christ did for us when he sacrificed his blood on the cross and then went on to conquer death so that we can live. It's a great way, this blood drive, for us as the body of Christ, to share the love of Christ with our community. 80 donors are needed, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. You may not be here for the Good Friday service at noon. Hopefully you will be if you can manage it, but plan some time in the day, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Vitalant will have three other mobile units out, and actually we encourage you to sign up in advance, and we've made it easy because you could go to the Vitalant website, go for it, and you could probably find the blood drive, go for it. But here's an easy way to do it. Go to klyt.fm on the homepage in the Action Center. Look for the Vitalant banner for the blood drive. Click it, and there you are, right where you need to pick a time to donate blood. And there's two ways to, there's like a whole blood donation that actually takes a little bit longer, which if you can, great. But blood donation usually takes, what, about a half hour, 45 minutes or something like that. But if you click on that and get your time set and register for it, I'm going to tell you that morning it makes everything go so much more smoothly and quicker. So register by clicking that banner at klyt.fm. And now I'm getting off my soapbox. Good Friday blood drive, though. Hope to see you there. Jody is in studio with us. Jody Hendricks from New Mexico Family Action Movement. I mentioned earlier today that you'd be here, Jody. We've got a lot of great things to talk about, including an event that you have diligently been putting together to really love on the pastors and worship teams and pastors' wives and associate pastors in our area. So before we jump into the details, Jody, I know you work hard on this. Thank you. You're blessing our community.
It is my pleasure. It's definitely an aspect of ministry that I love, and I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to pour into our pastors, our shepherds, and I really truly hope that they will be blessed by this event that we have coming up.
Yeah, pastors need encouragement. What was the impetus for this?
Well, really, it started last year when we launched our Christian Action Network, our CAN initiative, yeah. Which is the goal with the CAN initiative is to connect pastors together across the state. First of all, because pastors today are facing things in the church that maybe they never signed up for.
Yeah.
They never really had this public square strategy in mind when they knew they wanted to or were called into ministry. And so they just want to preach the gospel. They want to shepherd people. But unfortunately, our culture has shifted and people have shifted. And so the church is seeing many more of these issues, these cultural issues, really impacting the church in the questions that families are asking and the situations that families are facing. And so pastors end up seeing that as families come to them for guidance and wisdom and counseling sessions. These kinds of issues are showing up all the time that, you know, maybe a little bit more difficult to navigate because pastors are constantly seeing issues that would be considered political, and they're trying to navigate, how do I approach this without it being political? How right. do I bring it back to the discipleship that I know that I'm called to? And so we wanted, first of all, to let pastors know you're not alone. There are pastors all over our state, all over our country, who are facing the same things. But also, you're not alone in having to figure it out. We are here to help support, to equip pastors with biblically founded, discipleship-focused ways of addressing these issues in their church.
Yeah, and well said, Jody. One of the things you said was we're here to equip, and that's what the name of this pastor summit is. It is Equip April 28th. Jody and I off the air were, neither one of us said it, but we were talking about the land of manana and everyone waiting to the last minute. But although it's a free event for pastors, associate pastors, their wives, their worship team, church leaders, you are encouraged to register for the event. Lunch and pastor resources are going to be provided, so they need a head count so they can be diligent to be good stewards of the resources that they have to put this event together. But one of the things I wanted to say, although this is April 28th, the truth is, and people should go, pastors, the church leaders should go, New Mexico Family Action Movement, equipping pastors and families and ministries to navigate these things isn't anything new.
Correct.
And it's resources that are available throughout the year.
Yes.
But let's get together as the body. You know what? What a great chance to fellowship together, to break bread together.
Mm-hmm.
I can go, yeah. There's something to breaking bread together.
Yes.
You know, to create that community where, you know, okay, yeah, that's our brick and mortar. That's your brick and mortar. But we are the church.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that's some of the heart behind it. One of the other things you touched on was politics, but even in the promotion for this online at nmfam.org, slash events. If you're on their homepage for New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org, over on the right, you'll see more. The drop-down menu will have events. Click on that, and you'll see the Equip Pastor Conference. But what you touched on was this event, it isn't about politics. It's about discipleship.
Right.
You want to speak to a little more of your heart for that?
Yes, of course. So, you know, I really feel like it is a delicate topic when we talk about politics in church. So many people have their opinions.
They turn off.
Yes, they do. They really do. And so we want to be very clear, pastors, we're not encouraging you to get political. We are here to help really bridge the gap between these cultural issues that our state is facing and the discipleship that we need to be activating within our church to bring our people to a biblical understanding of their responsibility as a believer in the state of New Mexico, as a believer in the United States of America. Simply as a believer, what is my responsibility of how I am to stand firm and take action for God's word, for God's values, for the things that he has set in front of us that we know we need to live by? How do we address things that are happening in the public square? And so we believe it really comes back to discipleship. When we are able to train and educate and equip our families to stand firm and take action as God tells us that we should, as admonishes us to, then our families have a stronger foundation to know when things come their way, when things cross their paths, when issues affect their family or a neighbor or a loved one, they know how to engage biblically.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, we are all here for one purpose, and that is to bring glory to our God, to our Creator. And so how can we do that if we don't know how to do that in every sphere of life? And so the public square and cultural issues is no different. How do we live in a way that will glorify our Father? How do we have those conversations with people in a way that will draw them back to the Father rather than be divisive or political? And so, yes, these issues have become political.
Yeah.
For us, it's not about that. It's about the discipleship and the foundation that as believers we are to stand on.
Yeah, and you've mentioned several times these issues, and I almost wonder if some of those listening and considering going are assuming what they are, and are they ever going to get to delineating in this conversation what those issues are, so I can go, yes, I need to go and find out how to walk through this. Yes, I'm going to say yes in the next segment, and we're going to do that really primarily by letting you know who's going to be speaking, and you'll know then, you know, based on who they are, what issues will be covered. Again, I want to remind you, the Equip Pastors Summit, it's a free event, April 28th, and I mentioned the whole Lana Mignogna, get signed up today. It goes from 9:30 to 3:30. It's a full-day event. Although I mentioned April 28th, you need to know that, but focus right now on April 10th, because that is the date of registration.
Yes.
Registration is open now, but New Mexico Family Action Movement would like to have you registered by April 10th, obviously so they can plan well for the event. Before we press on, and I want to mention it now because we'll mention it again. The summit will be at
New Beginnings Church.
Okay. Listen, for those who've been around long enough, it's in the same location. People are going to, don't judge me. Back in the 80s, the second location for Graham Central Station that hasn't been there for years, just east. It's kind of near the, what's the chicken place that's out front?
Is it Popeyes?
No, it's one of, it's across the street. It's in the same plaza as Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. It's next to CC's Pizza.
Yeah, all of that is in that plaza. San Mateo at Montgomery. So essentially, it's on the southwest corner San Mateo and Montgomery, New Beginnings Church, and Pastor Mansfield and his team. What a blessing they've been. We're going to let you know their part in this, but what a blessing they've been to the community in various ways. But Pastor Mansfield's obviously going to be involved. It's going to be the church building, their brick and mortar. And again, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Jody Hendricks is with the New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org, and we're talking about the Equip Pastor Summit. And Jody, can you stay with us through the break?
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break and come back with more after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, thanks for tuning in. A reminder, we often on this show, obviously throughout the day, let you know about various events happening around the state, mostly around central New Mexico. I mean, primarily KLYT is on in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Rio Rancho. But listen, Las Cruces, we haven't forgot about you at 88.1 FM or Cannon Air Force Base Clovis at 90.7 FM. And of course, those listening anywhere in the state or the world at KLYT.FM. If you have an event you want to let others know about, get the details to us. There's a couple ways to do that. You can do it through our website at klyt.fm. On the homepage, if you scroll down, you'll find events. It's also at the top of the page. You can hit the tab and go to events. And there's a way there for you to give us your information, you're also welcome to email us. Just simply address correspondence to studio@klyt.fm. One of the organizations that has done that is Axiom Christian Classical. For those of you remember when Calvary East, Calvary Chapel East with Gary Cowan was down on lead, the building that they occupied years, that must be 20 years almost ago, that's where Axiom is on lead, just west of University. They're having an open house tomorrow morning, 9:30. And they're encouraging you to come by, visit with the staff there, get answers to questions about your child's education, and then, you know, prayerfully consider whether or not Axiom is a great fit for your family. It's Axiom Christian Classical. They are asking that you go to the website and let them know you're coming. It's free to attend, obviously. AxiomClassical.org is the website. And I'm sure if you forget to do that, if you show up tomorrow at 9:30, they'll be happy to see you. The open house at Axiom Christian Classical. Go to AxiomClassical.org for details. In studio with us, Jody Hendricks is here with her monthly visit. It's always great to have you in, Jody, because, you know, regardless of when it is, it's always timely.
Yes. I love how the Lord does that.
There's always things going on. And actually, before we go back to talking about the event that New Mexico Family Action Movement is planning, the Equip Pastor Summit for April 28th, registration due by April 10th. Jody, you've got, I know for sure, one book that is available that you put some energy into. I've mentioned that to several people. #NoFilter. Is the other book done?
It is. It is going through the final stages. Okay. So it is set to release this September.
Okay. And you can find out more about that. I think it's on the website too, right? Under foundation or?
It might be on about our executive director.
Okay.
On there.
Okay.
And it'll lead you to a personal website, jodyhendricks.com.
Okay.
And that's where you can see all the information about the
book. Yeah, but I encourage you to go find that out. I mean, I know when we talked about hashtag no filter, it's very relevant. I'm not going to say any more about it. You need to go check it out at jodyhendricks.com. J-O-D-I, and Hendricks is C-K-S, mm-hmm. By the way.
Yes.
How did I do?
Wonderful. Thank you.
okay. So we're talking about this Equip Pastor Summit. And Jody, in our first segment, we talked about the heart behind it, why, and we kept bringing up, well, you know, pastors and those in church leadership deal with issues in our state, and sometimes aren't sure how to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, again, this isn't going to be a political event. It's about discipleship.
Yes.
Walk us through what we can expect at the conference. We've got, probably about 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you asked, because I want pastors to really know what they can expect when they come that day. So one of the exciting things that I'm thrilled to have a special speaker coming is Dr. Richard Rogers is going to be speaking. He's from AFPI, the America's First Policy Institute, and he's going to really just be sharing his heart in ministry with the pastors about what it looks like trying to navigate, you know, this public square issue within the church, and how it's already affecting the church, and what pastors can do to really be encouraged and ready for those kinds of conversations. So we're really excited to have Dr. Rogers coming. But then we're also going to have some very practical training for pastors. We're going to talk about 501c3s and some of those limitations that pastors are afraid of, some of the things that they think they might be limited to, but really aren't according to law.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about the realities of when you say something in your church, or if you decide to host a voter registration, or if you're looking at something like that, well, we're going to make sure you know what you can do with that 501c3 so that that does not have to be a concern or a fear for you when you are deciding how you want to activate your church in certain areas.
Quick question on that. And we've primarily been talking about church leaders, church. Mm-hmm. And are we sticking with church? Or are you looking to, you know, and church leaders?
Mm-hmm.
Christian 501c3s, or is that maybe another event?
That might be another event, yeah. Because this is really going to be focused on our pastors. So what we're looking at when we say pastors and church leaders, we're looking at our pastors who are shepherding, and mm-hmm. they're the ones kind of in the spotlight having to navigate these issues on the
right.
fly.
Then there's deacons and
yes, yeah. And then that church leadership really comes to, you know, you might have someone in your church who's interested in starting a civic engagement small group,
right?
To help, you know, train and disciple people to know how to have conversations and what scripture says about it. Well, that person may not be on your staff. They may not be have a title of pastor, but they're a ministry leader in your church, mm-hmm. and they're going to glean from this event just as much as our pastors. And so that's what we're looking at, leadership within the church, because okay. we're really focusing on how to equip the leadership of the church to be able to navigate these issues.
All right. And again, NMFAM. .org to find out more. Now, starts at 9:30 on April 28th, as I already said in our first segment, lunch and pastor resources is going to be provided since it goes to 3:30. I encourage you to get out and get breakfast before you show up, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, we'll have some snacks throughout the day other than lunch, but yeah, if you want a big breakfast, you might want to eat before you come.
Okay, so more importantly, let's continue to walk through what people will experience. You mentioned Dr. Richard Rogers, mm-hmm. Vice Chair of American Values, the keynote speaker. What else is going to go on through the day?
Well, we have a few sessions then following that are going to really be focused on different issues, but they're going to be panel style. So we have multiple speakers for each one. So it's going to be very interview style, I guess you could say. We'll be asking them each different questions that pertain to the topic that we're looking at during that session. So some of those topics, we're looking at activating the church. What does it really mean when we say that, right? We talk about activating the church and activating prayer and activating, our believers in the community. What does that actually mean? What does it look like? And what are realistic pathways to doing that? So for that panel, I'm so excited to have a great variety. We have Pastor Vince Torres from Blaze Christian Fellowship in Santa Fe. Vince is going to be joining us. Of course, Vince is my predecessor at New Mexico FAM.
And no stranger to this show.
Yes. Yeah, so Vince is just a wealth of knowledge and wisdom. So I'm so thankful that he'll be on that. So he's speaking from a pastor's perspective of what does this really look like in the church. Then we also have Representative Rod Montoya. He is the House representative from District 1 here in New Mexico. Rod is...
Where is that?
It is Farmington area.
Okay.
So Rod is a believer. He's strong. He loves the Lord. And he has been fighting in the legislature for our biblical values for many, many years now. And he's going to be joining that panel to speak from a legislator's position, perspective of what legislators could truly appreciate from the church, the activation, what it would look like for legislators if the church really stepped up to lead with wisdom in the public square. And then we'll also have Christy Martinez on that panel. She is the state director for the Libre Initiative. And Christy, I had the honor of working with her at our own church. We work in ministry together. She has a beautiful heart. She loves the Lord, and she is really bringing strategy in to help the churches and the pastors know what they can be doing on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, to really just educate, to be involved in the community, and to activate. And so we have several different voices that are going to be able to speak to what that actually looks like. And then our other big session that we'll have that day is partnering, the church's partnerships and the opportunities there. You know, a lot of times we tell the church that they need to get involved with, let's say, the local pregnancy centers. The church needs to be in the community. The church needs to be active. This is great. But I want pastors to see the flip side of that. The pregnancy centers and organizations like them are looking to partner with churches, not just because of what the churches can do for them, but because of what they can bring to the churches. This is a two-way partnership. And so we have Paula Gonzalez.
That's what real networking is.
Yes.
Real networking is, you know, if I'm in a network group, I want to know what you do and how you do it so I can do everything I can to support what you're doing.
Yes. Well, because we all bring something different to the table. The Lord has given us that. It's the same way the body works, right? The little toe does something completely different than what the ear does, and yeah. and so on.
Yeah.
And so when we look at what the Lord has put in our path to do, has called each one of us to do individually or as organizations, when we come together and we network and we recognize the value in partnerships, we're then expanding what we're able to do for the kingdom of God, because we're bringing together so many different niches, so many different areas of expertise, so many different opportunities. And so that's what we're going to look at with our pregnancy centers coming in. What did they have to give to the church?
Yeah.
And they have some amazing resources that the pastors aren't going to want to miss.
Oh, they absolutely do.
Yes.
Because, and you know, with, I know Love Life isn't a necessarily part of this event, but they're trying to make it where they churches can be a place of sanctuary for people to go.
Yes.
There's so much that can be done to better this whole network. And the network is called the Body of Christ, by the way. The Body of the Church, the capital C. Jody Hendricks has been our guest from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Equip Pastor Summit is April 28th. However, you got to get registered by April 10th. Do that at nmfam.org. Jody, thank you.
Thank you so much, Steve.
All right. Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.